Starting in August, travelers coming to Hawaii will be exempt from the state's mandatory 14-day quarantine if they first get tested for COVID-19 and are negative for the virus. Governor David Ige made the announcement standing in the check-in lobby of the Daniel K. Inouye International Airport.
Beginning August 1st, travelers who have a valid negative COVID-19 test prior to arriving will not be subject to the 14-day mandatory quarantine.
The test will have to be administered within 72 hours of flying, and tests will not be available upon arrival in Hawaii. Anyone without a valid negative test will still be subject to the quarantine. Arrivals will go through temperature checks, and anyone running a fever will be offered a COVID test. The final details are still being worked out, but the concept is based on a plan that has been successfully implemented by the state of Alaska. Lieutenant Governor Josh Green, a medical doctor, noted that current measures like mask wearing and contact tracing will need to continue in conjunction with traveler tests.
This is not a silver bullet, but it is another part of the multi-layered system the Department of Health has come up with.
Both Ige and Green say they are confident the local healthcare system has ample capacity to accommodate the increase in new cases expected as the economy reopens. That sentiment was confirmed by State Health Director Bruce Anderson.
Our state is currently using only about 25% of our available capacity for COVID-19 because illness rates are low at this time. This means we are prepared should we see a surge in cases or a large outbreak.
Anderson added that his department now has a reserve force of 200 trained contact tracers ready to be activated, with 300 more in training. Kauai Senator Ron Kochi affirmed the state is ready and cited the response to a recent outbreak on his island.
Within a matter of days, the contact tracing had been completed. Almost 100 tests had been administered to close contacts. And I'm thrilled to say through today, there have been no more new positives.
There has long been a question of whether the state could legally roll out a pre-travel testing program. The emergency declaration establishing the quarantine is currently being challenged in court. But Attorney General Claire Connors says the state is on solid legal footing.
There is nothing violative of anybody's rights. This is a set of policies and has been a set of policies that is applied consistently for all travelers. We've been aware of all the various legal arguments. We've drilled down on them, and we don't believe we have violated any constitutional or other statutes.
However, that remains an open question. The U.S. Justice Department recently filed a brief supporting the legal challenge. Final details on the plan are still being worked out, with more expected ahead of the August 1st start date. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.